It's a huge morning for the Matildas. The Australian women's soccer team has advanced to the knockout round in the World Cup in France after a 4-1 victory over Jamaica. The Matildas captain, Sam Kerr, was the star of the show, becoming the first Australian to score a hat-trick at a World Cup. Our correspondent, Ben Knight, is in Grenoble and he joins us now. Ben, how did it unfold?
It's a pretty happy crowd here outside Lestade Elbe here in Grenoble, Sabra. And they should be too. It was a pretty emphatic win by Australia. And, well, this was a team that went in there knowing that this is exactly what they had to do. They needed a win, of course, but they also needed to score a lot of goals to get through to the next stage. You can probably hear someone yelling, "Suck on that," behind me. That's pretty much the vibe. There are T-shirts with that printed on it all through the crowd here. But, look, it started off with Australia playing the way that they've been playing throughout this tournament. Their strategy has been lots of crosses. In fact, they hold the record, or they have the highest statistic for the number of crosses into the box for this tournament, and that's what got the first two goals off the head of Sam Kerr, and it looked like she was in for a big night. But then, after the second half, the Jamaicans really did threaten, and they themselves had gone into this match looking for a bit of pride. They're the bottom-ranked team in this competition. They had their second-string goalkeeper, so perhaps not a surprise that the Australians scored as many as they did, but the Jamaicans really wanted their first World Cup goal. And when they got it, they kept threatening. And it was a bit of a nervous moment for the Australians, but then Sam Kerr finished off with her two goals, not just the first Australian to score a hat-trick. She scored four. She now has five for this tournament. When you consider that she didn't score any in her previous two World Cups, she has really put on the captain's jersey and led this team into the next round. They've done it tough, but they are there. They were, of course, relying on the other result between Brazil and Italy. Brazil, perhaps a bit of a surprise win over Italy, but the mathematics, which before this match, Australia could have ended up on top of their group. They could have ended up on the bottom, but they're sitting in second, and so they're now comfortably through to the next round.
Ben, the fans do sound ecstatic. The team must be over the moon too after a pretty slow start to the tournament.
Yeah, well, it was a bit of a shock, that loss to Italy, and of course there was a criticism of their defensive tactics. And in fact, it has to be said that the defence still looked a little bit problematic this evening. When you consider the calibre of the team that they were playing, there were a couple of errors down back. It's something that they've been working on throughout this tournament, also working on their set pieces. But look, a win is a win, and that was a win.
What's next?
Next is an appointment with Norway. Norway, I think, ranked 15th, and that will be in Nice on Tuesday. So that's the round of 16. So the Matildas, if they get through that match, will make it to the quarterfinals, and that will equal their performances at the past three World Cups. So they still haven't matched what they can do at this tournament. But as we know, all along, this team, even in the depths of despair after the loss to Italy, have said that this is a team that plans to go all the way through to winning this World Cup. They're doing it tough. As I say, it wasn't an entirely convincing win when you look at the calibre of some of the other teams in the competition, but they are getting better.
Ben Knight, thank you very much. It's our correspondent, Ben Knight, in Grenoble.